Welcome to Glacier Bear Basketball. This is Lyle Huff. I'm in Annette Island here at the Metlakatla High School Gymnasium, setting about mid-court here. We got the Haynes Glacier Bears in their green uniforms to my left, and the Metlakatla Chiefs, they're wearing their white home uniforms to my right. I'm sitting about mid-court here looking across. Got a pretty good audience so far. We got two games here. The girls' game will be following this one, starting somewhere around 7:30 or so. But anyway, this one's going to get started out here. Petersburg Vikings are ahead in the conference. They haven't lost any conference games yet. Metlakatla Chiefs, they have won four games, lost two. The Haynes Glacier Bears are in third place with two wins and three losses. So big matchup here this weekend here in Metlakatla, as both the boys and the girls are right in the thick of things here. We're only about 8 or 9 seconds away from introduction of players and the national anthem here. As I mentioned before, we've got a pretty good-sized crowd here. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, they brought eight players down. We got in this afternoon about 2 o'clock or so, and we got Green, Cox, Stegan, Swinton, Sage, Fowler, Cunningham, and Palmieri with us on this trip down here. For the Metlakatla Chiefs, they've been doing pretty well. They're pretty good size. They got 6'3", 6'3", 6'3", as some of their, that's their three of their five starters. So they're pretty big inside, but they don't necessarily always go inside. Gormley and Henderson, both big kids for them. T.J. Scott, their coach, he does like to do that, but he does an inside-out game. All right, starters for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Jacob Stegan, he's a 6-foot junior wearing number 21. Hudson Sage, he's a 6-foot 1-inch sophomore wearing number 32. And Matthew Green at 5-foot 11, wearing number 15, and he's a senior for the Glacier Bears. Dylan Swinton, he's a 6-foot 2-inch sophomore wearing number 33. And Trevor Cox rounding out the starters for the Haynes Glacier Bears. He is at 5 foot 8 inch senior wearing number 23 for the Glacier Bears, coached by Steve Fossman. For the Metlakatla Chiefs, T.J. Scott, their head coach, Julian Russell, is their assistant. And they'll be introducing those players here in just a moment. They play a little bit of music here, a little bit of NBA excitement here in the gymnasium here as they introduce these ball players. And you can hear that in the background here. But as I mentioned, Henderson, Gormley, and Marsden at 6 foot three, you know, all of them. Now for the Metlakatla Chiefs, the introduction. James Henderson is 6 foot 3 inch junior wearing number 25. Danny Marsden, he's a 6 foot 3 inch sophomore wearing number 24. And Trenton Clark, he's a 5 foot 11 inch wearing number 23. He is a junior. And at 6 foot 3 inch, Xavier Gormley, he's wearing number 31. He is a senior, the only senior on the squad. And Carson Winter, he's a 5 foot 11 inch junior wearing number 22. So starters for the Chiefs, Gormley, Henderson, Clark, Winter, and Marsden. For the Glacier Bears, it's going to be Green, Cox, Stegan, Swinton, and Sage. Round out the starters for them. So Glacier Bears coming out there, working on some things today here. Glacier Bears seeing to my left. They'll be going to the right here to start with. The Chiefs wearing their white uniforms, they're going to be sitting to my right. And they're going to the left basket to start with here. Stepping out here, we'll see who comes up to jump. As everybody's at 6'3", so we'll find out here who they're going to put in the circle for the Chiefs. Everybody's out shaking hands all the way around here. Glacier Bears with Green, Cox, Stegan, Swinton, and Sage. For the Chiefs, Gormley, Henderson, Clark, Winter, and Marsden. And we got stepping into center court. Gormley, he's going to be going against Sage there as they set it up here. Looks like the Chiefs are going to go to try to control the tap on it as they put everybody down. Only one person back on defense. Official bounces the ball a couple times, steps in, talks to the two captains of the ball game. That's Cox and Winter. And they say they're ready to go. Toss is up, going to be controlled by the Chiefs. They go down, stop, kicks the ball back out to the side. Quick up and in. And Carson Winter goes right to the hoop right off of that right-handed lay-in and lays it up and in and gets the first two for the Chiefs. Cox goes right-hand side to Green. Man-to-man defense by the Chiefs. Putting a lot of pressure on Cox on the far side. They realize he handles the ball back. Over long shot by Swinton off the back of the iron. No, rebound comes down in the hands of Clark. Clark's on the dribble with the left hand, comes down, decides to bring it back out. They'll set it back up as Winter will run the offense. Glacier Bears, man-to-man defense. Winter's way out, direct in traffic. He wants the right-hand side, stops, goes left-hand side. Over to Winter, holds the ball high over his head. Clark got the ball now. He alley-oops inside to Marsden, back out. Looks like a three for a second. Cox comes up, puts some pressure on, however, though, as Winter comes back to the left-hand side. Long three by Marsden, and he buries it. So they don't waste any time picking up the first 5 points of the ball game there as the Chiefs come out. Now the Chiefs drop back a little bit, puts a little defensive pressure on. Far left-hand side is Clark. He's on Sage. Now they get the ball back into the hands. Take a couple dribble is Swinton. He goes, has a dribble, alley-oop back out to Cox at the top of the key, and he'll set the offense. He wants to go right-hand side back to Swinton. Squares up to the hoop. Some pressure being applied by Clark. Or by Henderson, comes back inside to Cox, down the lane, kicks the ball back out to Sage, jumper from the baseline, no, doesn't go, rebound comes back down into the hands of Marsden, and they're quick up the court. Clark brings the ball back out to Winter. Winter will run the offense, he usually does for the Chiefs. Back out to Clark, all the way back around, couple of dribbles there by Marsden, stops, decides to give it up, good defense by the Glacier Bears. They alley up inside to Gormley, long three on the way by Marsden, and he buries it again, and he's got six. He's about 5 or 6 feet behind the three-point arc, so they're going to have to step up a little bit here, get a hand up. Cox, jumper from the free throw line off the back of the rim, no rebound. Fought for, comes down the hands of Gormley. Quickly out come the Chiefs all the way down and push up. Nicely checked that time by Cox, but the hands up in the ends of Henderson. He puts up the shot, no rebound, down to Green. Back over to Cox, he'll bring it across. Just beginning first quarter action here. Coach Fossman's got to take a quick 30-second timeout. I'm sure he's going to talk a little bit about, you know, they've got to step out there because Marsden's not afraid to put it up. He's always been like that. Winter and Clark will do that also. And as I mentioned, the height differential here, Glacier Bears are going to definitely have to block out because with Henderson, Gormley, and Marsden, all the big kids, although Marsden doesn't play inside, Gormley and Henderson play inside on the low block. But the Glacier Bears definitely have got to block those guys out. So Swinton and Sage are going to have their hands full down underneath. Glacier Bear basketball on the far side of the court. Swinton with the dribble. Now he gives it off to Cox. Left-hand side, put a little pressure on. Can't do anything. Gives up his dribble, however. They go inside to Steegan. He puts up the shot. Rolls over the rim. No rebound. Fought for underneath. Who comes up with it? Glacier Bears do, and Swinton comes away with it. Kicks it back to Cox. Three-pointer on the way. Nothing but net. So Trevor Cox picks up the first three for the Glacier Bears. It's 8-3 right now. 5:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Coming off the bench was King at that timeout. So he's in for the Glacier Bears now. King's on the drive. Goes right-hand side. Long three by the Chiefs. Ball goes out of bounds. That shot was put up by Clark, and he was another 5 or 6 feet behind the arc. Put it up, went off the front of the iron. Nobody got it. Ball goes to the Glacier Bears. Cox brings it up the right-hand side. Stops, reverses, goes down the lane, wants to put it up, but it's going to be knocked off of him. One of the Chiefs got his hand on it, but it went off of Trevor's leg. Looks like Palmieri's coming into the ball game, and Sage is going to come out for a moment. King off the bench. He's just a freshman, talking to T.J. Scott. He's been getting a lot of playing time for him. Desmond King, he'll handle the ball out of the top. Goes left-hand side to Marsden, dribbles, looks inside, can't find anybody. They kick the ball back, it's fought for underneath. Still no control of it. Finally, Palmieri comes up with it. He kicks the ball back down, and he's going to turn the ball back over, however, as Xavier Gormley picks it up, and the Chiefs bring it up across the half-court line. They go right-hand side to Clark. Back out to King, reverses back to Marsden, down the lane, kicks it back out to King, all the way over. Henderson long, three on the way, no, doesn't go, rebound comes back down. And there's a whistle on the play. Let's see where it's going to be off the rebound. It's going to be two shots. Fouls on 33, Swenton. That'll be his first personal, first team foul. And that's going to send Xavier Gwinley to the free throw line. Hasn't scored yet in the ball game. He's going to get two out of it. Looking, still can't. Now he got the ball finally. He was waiting. The official was making sure everybody understood there was two shots. This one's on its way off the side of the rim. No. So he misses his first chance from the free throw line. First opportunity to get into the scorebook. Chiefs still lead 8-3 with 4:15 to go here in this first quarter of play. Gormley's got the ball, bounces it a couple more times. Up and in. So he gets the first one, misses the first one, gets the second one to go, and that's his first point of the ball game. Cox quickly up there. They lead by six, but Cox goes hard to the hoop, but it gets stolen away by King on the dribble by. King still on the dribble looking, can't find anybody. Now he's going to come back up and set the offense. Fumbles the ball. Cox comes away with it. He breaks hard to the hoop, stops, wants to put up the shot, but there's going to be a whistle on it, and they're going to count the bucket. So Trevor got a break on that one. So they're going to White's on 1-4. That'll be King's first personal foul, and that basket will count. Well, Trevor at the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play on the way, and good. So Trevor picks up one from the free throw line, and he's got all 6 points of the Glacier Bears. They're down by three, but the Kings have, but the Chiefs have the ball right now. King comes down the left-hand side, comes back out to Marsden, looks inside for Gormley, can't do anything. Good defense by Green. Kick it back out, long three on the way, in and out, no. Rebound fought for, comes back down the hands of Marsden, and he'll get the ball back out to Clark. Marsden drops, stops, jumper from about 15 off the front of the iron, rebound. Henderson can't control it, goes out of bounds, and it goes to the Glacier Bears. Substitution up off the bench. Winner checks into the ball game. King's going to take the seat. Chiefs move back. 3:30 to go here in the first quarter of play. Cox holding the ball. He'll come around the right-hand side, reverses it back to Swenton. A lot of pressure being applied as Winter steps right up. Now Swenton back with the basketball. Winter steps up, tries to go around him. Stolen by Winter, however, on the dribble as he anticipated that dribble and made a nice steal out of it. Ball goes back in the hands of the Chief. They go left-hand side to Henderson. Wanted the baseline. Looked inside for Gormley. Doesn't get it, though. And they'll reverse the bound. Now they find Gormley. They kick it back out to Clark. He wants to go inside. Tries to dish it off to Gormley. He can't control it. Glacier Bears come away with it. Cox goes hard to the hoop and misses the lay-in off the left-hand side. Gormley comes away with it. And looks like we're going to have another substitution. Hayward's going to come off the bench for the Chiefs. Carson over to the side. Back to Winter. Goes to that baseline. Kicks it back out to Gormley. They go underneath. Shot puts up and good. Nice passing that time by the Chiefs as Winter coming off that weak side. Got the little shot, laid it up and in from Gormley. 11-6 is the score, 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Green out at the top. Gets it almost knocked away, but Henderson can't recover. Green gets it back. They go back outside to Stegen. Stegen goes left-hand side to Cox, down the center of the lane, reverses around, wants to go to the hoop. No, doesn't go. Goes to Green on the baseline. Henderson puts a lot of pressure, but Green steps on the line, and the ball turns over to the Chiefs. And who's coming out of the ball game? Looks like Clark will take a seat, and Hayward will check in for the Chiefs. They lead 11-6, 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go here in this first quarter of play. Slowly up across the half-court line comes Winter. Goes left-hand side to Henderson, way beyond the three-point arc. They come back inside. Henderson breaking down the lane, wanted the shot. He's going to draw the foul, however, as Palmieri just wasn't able to quite get there. About a 4 or 5 inch difference between the two, and it is going to be on Palmieri. That'll be his first personal foul, second team foul. Called out the play. They'll set it on the left-hand side. Marsden with the basketball. Green puts some pressure on the inbound, looking down the center of the lane. They can't do anything with it. They go back to Gormley over to the right-hand side. Long three, bounces around, up and in by Winter, and he picks up his 7th point of the afternoon or the evening, and he extends that lead 14-6. Goes back to Swenton, three-pointer on the way, no, a little bit short. Rebound down to Palmieri. He puts up the shot, draws the foul, however. Good play that time. Palmieri came away with it. He boxed his man out, got the rebound, tried to go back up with it, was able to draw the foul. So it's going to be on number 10, and that's Christian Hayward. That'll be his first personal foul, second team foul. Shot's up a little bit short. Not able to get it as Palmieri gets another opportunity here from the free throw line. Could cut into that lead. Still 14-6 here in this first quarter. 1:32 to go. And this one doesn't any touch anything. And, of course, it goes out of bounds. You got to at least hit the rim anyway. So the ball goes to the Chiefs coming off the bench. It's Cunningham for the Glacier Bears. And who's coming out? Stegan will come out of the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Marsden with the basketball gets it back into the hands of Winter. Winter goes to that right-hand side on the dribble. Cox puts a little pressure on. Winter wants the baseline, kicks the ball back out to Gormley. Puts up the shot from about six. Tried to go inside to Henderson, not able to control it. Ends up in the hands of Hayward. He puts it up, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down to the Chiefs, and they'll bring the ball back out and set their offense. Glacier Bears playing good defense. They just got to be able to hustle after that basketball. Back to Marsden, long three in and out, no rebound. Back down to Gormley. He kicks the ball back out. Back to Marsden down the lane. Stops, puts up the shot, and going to be for the foul. It's going to be a charging foul. I'm not sure which Glacier Bear was there. Palmieri was there. So was Cunningham. Fouls on 2-4. Marsden, that'll be his first personal foul. Not sure which one it was, but the official was standing right there, and he called it. So the charging foul on Mars, and that's his first personal foul, third team foul. Cox comes around left-hand side, gives up his dribble, bounces around, still on the floor. Swenton's with it, doesn't know. Now he finally gets it in the hands of Cox. Wants the baseline. Good defense by the Chiefs. They didn't give it up. And now we're going to go farther around, and it looks like carrying the ball is Dylan Swenton. He tried to go around the corner, wasn't able to get it along that baseline, and the official is right there carrying the basketball. Ball goes back to the Chiefs. 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. Over to the right-hand side is Winter. Reverses it back around to Marsden. Back to Hayward. Stops at the free throw line. Nobody picks him up. He'll put up the shot up and good. So Christian Hayward says, well, nobody's going to guard me. I'm shooting it. And he did. And he buried it. 10-point lead by the Chiefs right now. 15 seconds to go for the Glacier Bears in this first quarter. And it goes through the hands of Cunningham, but he steps on the line. Ball turned back over to the Chiefs, far right-hand side. They'll set it up with 12.1 seconds to go in this first quarter of play. Hayward will get the ball back in to Winter. Winter will bring it across. Looks up at the clock. He realizes he only has 10 seconds left. They go to Marsden on the dribbles. Right-hand side kicks the ball back out to Hayward. Down the lane, reverses it back out. Back to Marsden. Long three on the way. This one's a bit short. And you can hear the buzzer in the background. We're going to finish this first quarter of play with the Metlakatla Chiefs scoring 16 points and the Haines Glacier Bears coming away with six.